Most of the Midwest is expecting to see rain develop as we move through the next few days. That's likely to create some delay in farming activity. There's a lot of aggressive activity going on right now because the forecast has been for a wetter bias this week for a couple of days now. And the producers out there are likely advancing fairly swiftly with their field work in anticipation of being shut out of their fields for a few days later this week. Some of the rain will begin in the western Corn Belt as early as later today. The precipitation will begin at rather erratically, though. I don't think there's going to be any immediate shutdown and field opportunities for work, at least not right away. Now, with that said, there will be definitely some disruption occurring in some of the western areas as we get into the afternoon. But for the heart of the Midwest, from Iowa and Missouri eastward, we should be able to get through almost all of this day without any precipitation. And like I said, good aggressive field progress will likely be made, especially in soybean fields where the crop is probably most vulnerable to a quality decline if it rains as much as what some of the models have been suggesting. Rain will develop overnight tonight in the western Corn Belt, and most everybody will be impacted by dawn tomorrow. We'll expect the precipitation to be lightest, though, in the far northwestern area, so parts of the eastern Dakotas and Minnesota will not see a lot of precipitation, and some of that which does occur up there that way could be a little wintry mix of precipitation types. The rain that occurs in the Iowa-Missouri corridor will likely cross over the Mississippi River during the day tomorrow and advance throughout the eastern Midwest as we go through the second half of the day and into Wednesday. Precipitation will be reinforced by a secondary little disturbance that will bring more precipitation into the western Corn Belt late Wednesday and early Thursday morning, and that will shift on into the eastern Midwest shortly thereafter. The precipitation that occurs through Friday morning is likely to be great enough to set back field progress for a while. We expect to see rain totals in Missouri, Illinois, northwestern Indiana, portions of southwestern Michigan to run over an inch, maybe some 1 to 2 inch amounts scattered across some of that region. Further northwest you are in the Midwest, the lighter the precipitation will be. Some areas will only see a few hundredths of an inch, upwards to half inch in the far northwest corner of the region, while there will be some amounts in the half inch to 1 1/4 inch range in the southwest portions of the Corn Belt. And in the easternmost areas we'll also see half inch to 1 1/4 inch amounts most common. Well, this particular frontal boundary will be out of the western Corn Belt probably sometime Thursday evening. It'll be out of the eastern Corn Belt sometime Friday morning, and we'll expect to see dry conditions to occur in most areas except the Great Lakes region. They will likely still see some showers occurring Friday night into Saturday morning, and eventually we'll see some drier air move into the region for late Saturday and more likely Sunday. There's another cool front, though, that will come across the Midwest during the early part of next week, and that is likely to generate some additional precipitation potential. That frontal system will be in the western Corn Belt late Sunday into Monday, and it'll be in the eastern Midwest Monday into Tuesday. The front will move fairly quickly. There may not be a lot of time for the moisture from the Gulf of Mexico to work its way along the frontal boundary, so the precipitation totals may be kept a little bit light. We're looking for a tenth to 5/10 of an inch of moisture with that event, and maybe something a little bit greater. The temperature bias is going to be warmer than normal in the eastern half to 2/3 of the Midwest for the next 2 or 3 days, while the northwest is quite cool. Temperatures in the northern plains today will be only in the 30s, maybe even some upper 20s, and that'll be the case tomorrow as well. But for the heart of the Midwest, we'll be looking at temperatures these next couple of days, working their way through the 40s and 50s in the north and 50s and lower 60s in the south. 70-degree highs will likely show up Wednesday and Thursday across the eastern parts of the Midwest, and might even see a few readings in the northern areas, getting up into the 50s and lower 60s just ahead of the rain event. Temperatures at night will stay above freezing in many areas, but the northwest will likely drop below freezing nightly. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.